Welcome to the Power Walk Ministries broadcast with author and speaker, Reverend Paul Cannings. Today, Pastor Cannings begins a very important series about choices. While some of the choices we make are minor and don't really affect our lives, the major ones set us on a track that either have good or difficult consequences that we're left to deal with. Through the life of David and the deliberate choice he made with regard to Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 24, Pastor Cannings challenges us to be deliberate and take our choices seriously. Here he is now with the message, Seek Him First.
Life is filled with choices. We spend our days making decisions about jobs, or if we're dealing with a person seeking to get married, or a person trying to deal with discipline issues in their home, or a person on their job having to manage the different personalities or dealing with the different situations that are placed before them for them to make choices about what's the best result and what is the best process strategy to achieve that. Some people are struggling with the choices they make because of the influences that they have had in their lives that could be positive or negative. These things affect us and how we come about making choices. So it's not always easy to sit back and throw the Bible at somebody and say, hey, this is what you need to do. And that's why this week we want to talk about how do we make these choices when all of this is affecting us both positively and negatively, so that in the process of things, God's results are not lost. Please remember that we can make whatever decisions we want to make, but it is God that brings the results to fruition. A nation of Israel could decide what it wanted to do, but it could not decide what the results will be. People would listen to Jesus Christ and see all the miracles he would do and look at his life and see it's full of holiness, integrity, and still seek to come against him. The leaders knew who he was, and it was written, Zechariah, all over the Bible, talk about this Jesus the Christ who was a descendant of David, all these things, so they knew who he was. But no, he became too popular. He became somebody that they didn't want to compete with because he drew people to himself and drew people away from them, and therefore there were issues. As a result of that, they came after Jesus Christ and nailed him to a cross because they chose not to accept him. Choices. What does Jesus Christ do in all of that? My Father has a time for me to die. This is not the time. He made his own choices. I must be about my Father's business. When we come to the nation of Israel, the results that they sought to create in that, they didn't create them because on the third day he got up from the grave, and now they had to deal with their choices. So we don't control results. We don't control how things are going to turn out. We could just control the decisions that we make. And that's why it's important that we focus on that and not so many times trying to make choices that control the results. So we're stressed out trying to control the results when we actually can't. So this week when we focus on choices, we have to remember we don't control results. We just control the decision to be about our Father's business, just like Jesus Christ did. So we'll begin by looking at 1 Samuel chapter 24 from verse 1 through verse 7. But we're not going to get all the way there today because of our time. But we're going to look at verse 1 and verse 2. We may make it to verse 2, but just stick with us this week as we go through this process of growing together so that your life stays focused in the midst of pressure or the midst of past situations that may influence the decisions that we make every day. So in verse 1 of 1 Samuel chapter 24, this is what we find. And it came to pass when Saul was returned from following the Philistines, that it was told him, saying, Behold, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi. Now, please understand that this story is attached to David running from Saul, and that journey's 12 years. It's 12 years. This time's when he has to rescue his family, which were a well-to-do family. You're talking about a well-to-do family who has a son who's living in caves and running around the countryside and dealing with all the dynamics when he just went to kill Goliath, and which is something that was huge to the surrender of a country. It helps a country to no longer be under the influence of the Philistines, but this tall, powerful man constantly intimidating them. Even Saul was intimidated, who was a tall, strapping man. So you see this should be something he's praised, and the people do that, but Saul become more angry because Saul's attitude changed when he decided to make choices that go against the principles of God, and he willfully did that to the frustration of Samuel. And Saul continued to make those choices, and God said enough. God did not take his anointing away from him, because God is going to accomplish his purposes in giving David time to build up what he needs to build up in his army. That's one of the things we must mention here, because yes, Saul is now trying to go after David, but please remember his constant attacks to David and David's constant commitment to not touch God's anointed, David's commitment to do what God is saying to do, has led the 400 mighty men that helped David to accomplish everything that God wanted him to accomplish in building the nation of Israel. He established a vision that God had given to Abraham. He had made it a reality, because when Saul was running after him, David's choice to run after God led to God blessing David with a group of men that would go through the night to find him water. So Saul, it seems, was doing evil, but God was making it work for good. So please understand, Saul's persistence was building David's character, David's leadership, and David's army. So when we are making choices because people are attacking us on the job, or it could be a husband or a wife who has gone a different way, it could be a child that is saying things that are not right, it could be all kinds of issues that are taking place in our polarized country, it could be situations that are happening when it comes to how we are functioning in our community, people come against us, and the Bible is talking about praying for enemies. We saw the model of that in David, praying for his enemies. The choice that we make determines the results that God chooses to bring through our lives. For Saul, he ended up being killed at war. David continues to grow and maturate to the point when the people recognize that Saul had died. They appointed David king. There was no voting that was necessary, no nothing. They appointed David king because David kept the word of God and did what he needed to do. So Saul, who was relentlessly going after David, God protected David in the process because David chose to do God's will. So here's the first couple of things that I want us to pay attention to when we have to face choices. It doesn't mean that because we are walking with God, everything is going to go right every day. We're living on earth. Earth is not supposed to be fair. Now, as the things move towards Christ's return, it's going to get worse. As a matter of fact, Peter would say in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, when we go through trials, don't act like something strange is going on. So the first thing we must accept is that David is saying, hey, you know what? He's king. I'm not king. I'm going to go ahead and do what I need to do, and I'm going to start fighting for my country because God anointed me king, but he didn't tell me I'm king right now. So if I got to go among the Philistines, if I have to go fight this war, if I have to go do these different things, I will do it because God called me, but he didn't call me to take this position right now. So David accepted the will of God. I don't control the results. I must trust the Lord at all times. David is writing that in Psalm 34. I've learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. And because I keep walking with God, and he who is in me is greater than he who is in the world, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I must understand that no matter what I face, I must run the race that is set before me. And I must count it joy because the sufferings of this present time don't compare to the glory to be revealed. So whenever I'm faced with, he says in James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4, he says, I'm going to use that to mature me, to perfect me, to bring me to a level of maturity that will allow me to find such strength that nothing can defeat me. No matter what's taking place, the mental fortitude will be there, because though whatever is good, whatever is right, whatever is lovely, I'm going to keep focused on that. I'm going to pray when I'm anxious for nothing, and I will understand that the Bible says I can learn to godliness, that God could take care of my needs according to his riches and glory, so I can learn contentment. David became a man after God's own heart because David kept focus on the heart of God, and God blessed him as a result. The second thing we see here in this passage is that a time when Saul had David like cornered in chapter 23 from verse 19 on to the end of the chapter. He had David cornered, but the Philistines attacked, and Saul had to break off from that when he just about had David and go after those Philistines. Oh, folks, please understand that when I choose to do the will of God, he protects me. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, he would send angels around me to protect me. Psalm 34, verse 7 through verse 9 would talk about these angels that stand guard for me. The Bible is saying, I bring God glory, because I am developing the excellent nature of God as we keep moving forward. The nature and excellent nature of God keeps coming out, keeps coming out, keeps coming out. So therefore, I become more and more like Christ. And the more and more I become like Christ, Who can defeat me? I become more than a conqueror, Paul would say, because nothing can separate me from the love of God. Principalities or powers, nothing can separate me because I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Because who's doing the conquering? God is doing the conquering. We are not. And that's why we end up being protected in the process, because we continue to bring him glory. David was protected. Saul could not touch him. Even when he was right there, God would create a scenario that would cause Saul to have to leave. We many times pray for God's protection, but the Bible says in I love what Colossians chapter 3 says, yes, we pray for that. It's important to pray for that. The Lord will tell us to pray for that. But I love what Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 through verse 4 says, because we already have it if we choose to trust him even in the worst scenarios like David did. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, he says, if he then being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. My life is in Christ, who is in God. Who could touch me? Who could harm me when I'm in Christ? He says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then he shall also appear with him in glory. That's why Satan is forced to go to heaven and talk to Christ, Revelation 12:10, about us, because we are in Christ, who is in God. So it doesn't matter what we face in this life. Our choices direct us, and our choices protect us. Stay focused.
David is first and foremost not looking to win a victory for himself, but rather does what would please the Lord the most. That was Pastor Paul Cannings. For this series or our other ministry resources, please log on to powerwalkministries.org. You can also call us at 281-260-7402. And before we end the broadcast, we want to say that we're particularly thankful for partners like you who have joined with us on our journey in sharing the gospel with many. Here's Pastor Cannings once again with a brief word.
I praise God that this ministry has blessed many lives. But the notes that we've received, the calls that many people have provided, it encourages us to keep going. So pray, folks, that you would partnership with this ministry by encouraging other people to come and listen to us, by getting on our website, making purchases, by supporting our ministry. I pray that God would move on your heart to do just that. And I guarantee you it will go to the better use of God's kingdom resources to touch lives. That is our heart, because of what we felt God was calling us to is to touch lives. And I pray that you've been blessed by this ministry. Share the word, pass it on, and pray for us regularly. God bless.
To make a contribution today, please log on to powerwalkministries.org. That's powerwalkministries.org. Or call us at 281-260-7402. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 920517, Houston, Texas 77092. And your gifts are tax deductible. We sincerely appreciate your support. And now let's remember to prioritize the things that are pleasing to God above all else. And may our life choices reflect that we do indeed seek Him first.